In today's episode, I want to reflect on what the grand reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris might have to teach us about the season of Advent. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We talk about a whole lot of different things on this podcast. I mean, all of them, I suppose, at some level related to Christianity and the church and theology. Some of them particular to St. Philip the Deacon, some broader. We talk about authors and history and different theologians, and we've address lots of questions. Today, I kind of want to just do an episode that marks a really important moment in time, namely the reopening of the newly restored famous cathedral in Paris, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, of course, famously burned down, or much of it burned down, in April of 2019. About a year before the pandemic began. And it just reopened last weekend, the weekend before we're taping this. There was a grand reopening ceremony on Saturday, December 7th. And then I think, if I have my timeline correct, the first mass in the newly restored cathedral was on Sunday, December 8th. I did watch that mass, by the way. You can Google it and find it. I don't speak French, but I watched the whole thing in French, and I picked up a word here or there. It was a beautiful, magisterial, impressive, very emotional reopening of a really important house of worship in the world. I have not been to Notre Dame. I've seen pictures of it before the restoration, and certainly I've seen images and pictures following, and it is beautiful. It's bright and light. And I guess I want to reflect on a couple of observations about the fire and then the restoration. And I want to reflect on things that were not destroyed, as well as parts of the cathedral that were destroyed and had to be rebuilt. So among the things that were not destroyed, they did maybe have to be cleaned and so forth, were the purported crown of thorns, which Notre Dame, its most famous relic, is the crown of thorns at that cathedral. The tunic of St. Louis, or St. Louis, who is the Louis the Ninth, who served as the king of France in the 1200s, 1226 to 1270, which coincided, if I'm not mistaken, with one of my favorite theologians, Thomas Aquinas. The bell towers survived, the rose windows, all three of them, which are these brilliant, beautiful stained glass windows, survived. The pipe organ, the bells had to be sort of fixed a little bit in some cases, but they survived. And then a very famous statue of the Virgin Mary called Stabat Mater, the Standing Mother, also survived. So that's a whole lot of things, and much else did as well. But that's a whole lot of things that survived the fire of 2019, which I think you could make the case that that's a kind of a metaphor or an image for the endurance, the lasting durability of our faith, that our faith as Christians is 2,000 years old. It has been through a whole lot, and here we still are, right? Then there are things, though, at the cathedral that did not survive. And I'm thinking here of, I guess, three, and they're all sort of connected. One would be the roof of the nave. It was called the forest because it was filled with all of these massive oak beams. Related to that roof, of course, was the steeple called, I believe it's called the Flèche in French, which there are images of this. Maybe we'll even show a video of it, images and videos of this steeple, this Flèche, falling during the fire, which was this sort of heartbreaking moment as Parisians watched their beloved cathedral go up in flames. And then at the top of that steeple was a rooster, which is I'm not going to get into it, but is a famous symbol both of Christianity, and it's also a really important symbol for France, and it included in that rooster at the top of the flesh. Three really important relics that were placed there, I think, in the 1800s, a piece of the crown of thorns, and then relics from two saints, Saint Denis and Saint Genevieve. it turns out that as everyone watched that steeple fall, they assumed that the rooster was destroyed, and it was discovered the next day, the day after the fire, with those relics intact. But that it still doesn't change the fact that the forest, the roof, the ceiling, the nave fell down, burned up, the flesh was destroyed, and that rooster was also terribly destroyed. And the point with those is they were rebuilt, right? And that strikes me as a metaphor or image for the resilience of our faith. So some portions of the cathedral survived intact, maybe had to get dusted off and cleaned a bit, but they're still there. Some portions of the cathedral had to be rebuilt and made anew. We are in the season of Advent right now, which I think we could say the same thing about what Advent reminds us of. It reminds us of the enduring, lasting durability of the faith. Jesus will come again, right? And Jesus will come at the end of time. We celebrate it now for however many thousands of years we've celebrated Advent. So there's a sense of the durability of our faith in one sense. But then there's a sense of it always has to be made new. One of my favorite quotes comes from a German theologian who Martin Luther loved, and what he said is, what difference does it make, looking ahead to Christmas, if Christ was born 2,000 years ago and he is not also born in my heart today? Which is a reminder that, yes, there's a durability, an enduring quality to our faith, but it always has to be made new. We have to receive it fresh, here and now in this moment. And so for me, as I watched that opening ceremony of the Cathedral of Notre Dame, I was deeply touched by both of those aspects of our faith. I hope you will take a look at that. And I pray God's continued blessings to you during this wonderful season of anticipation and hope that we call Advent. And until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.